We've looked at the ways that our health is impacted by our physical and our social environment and in the workplace. But what if it's simply the time we spend at work that has the biggest impact? With us is Courtney Landers. She's a mental health researcher. She's interested in the impact of work on our mental health. So, Courtney, how does the amount of time we spend at our desk in the office affect our mental well-being?
More than you'd think. It was really interesting you mentioned gut bacteria before, because there's lots of studies coming out now that indicate that the chemicals that your gut bacteria produce can really affect your mental health. And what people don't consider, I think, is that things like stress, diet, exercise, all of these things are known to affect your gut bacteria. And so, of course, if you're working too hard, if you're not looking after yourself, your gut bacteria will be affected, and thus perhaps your mental health will be affected.
The other thing that's changed in the workplace in the last 50 years is a dramatic reduction in the numbers of jobs which are physical.
Yep.
The number of people doing a physical job has dropped from something like 50% down to about 5%. The number of people doing a sedentary role has gone from about 5% to 50%. Do you think that also is playing a role, because people are less active and an activity also improves well-being? Do you think that could be part of the reason why people might be unhealthy?
Absolutely. I think it's a combination. You've sort of seen the rise of people working longer hours in the interest of efficiency, perhaps, or productivity, trying to get more done. And because lots of jobs are desk-based these days, it means that people are spending more time at their desk. Whereas I think before, perhaps, people would work 9 to 5 and then go home, play with their families, go out, do other things. And I think it's probably that factor, not so much what you're doing at work, but how long you spend at work and what you do afterwards.
And is there evidence that the problem is getting worse? Because we are working longer hours on average now than we did historically, and that's largely driven digitally, isn't it? Because, you know, historically your inbox filled up at the rate the postman could pedal his bicycle.
Yeah.
Nowadays your inbox fills up at the rate that a computer can feed you more to do, and so
yeah.
you could get this sense of an overwhelming workload that
yeah.
never ends.
No, it was, I think there was a 2014 study in Australia just recently, and they were looking at work-life balance, and historically Australia's got one of the best work-life balances.
So it certainly agreed with me when I lived in Sydney. It was fantastic.
But over the last 5 years of this study, they found that 45% of people's work-life balance had got worse rather than better. So for some reason, even though it's this nirvana, you know, lovely sunshine country, people, for some reason, were just working more and enjoying themselves less.
What about this idea that, because there's this saying, if you do a job you love, you'll never do a day's work in your
yeah.
life. Does that hold? So if you take people who really love their job and they are workaholics because they are really into it,
yeah,
do they still suffer the same ill effect of long hours as people who don't have that control?
I think it's a dangerous way to think, because it doesn't really matter how much you love what you're doing. You still need to sleep, you still need to eat. After a certain number of hours doing these things that you love, eventually everybody needs to take a break. So unless you're looking after the sort of physical machinery of your body, eventually the mental machinery will break down, no matter how much you're enjoying it in the first place.
So what appears to be the duration of work which is most consistent with good health?
And this is the interesting thing, is that, you know, in the age of automation and the iPhone, we really haven't looked at how much this is affecting us. There was a study, I think, by the University of Melbourne last year that looked at over 40s, I think, and they established that after about working 30 or so hours a week, which is 6 hours a day over a 5 day week, people's productivity vastly reduced. So essentially, people were already working too hard above the age of 40. And of course, most people start to work at a very early age these days, but there's no data for the younger generation at all.
So something we probably should look into, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Courtney, thank you very much. Courtney Landers there.
Well, we're all clearly working very hard, and we've been working very hard making this programme, so let's look at how to unwind. Mindfulness has been one popular method of doing this, and if you haven't tried it yet, listen up, because we asked yoga instructor Sanjay James from Cam Yoga in Cambridge to make us more mindful.
Bring your attention to the physical sensation of breathing, the air moving through your nose, the rising and falling of your belly. Notice when your mind wanders from your breath. When you notice your mind wandering, gently return your attention to the breath. Just keep repeating to yourself, I'm breathing in and breathing in and breathing in. And then hold your breath for a little moment and repeat in your mind, I'm holding my breath, I'm holding my breath, I'm holding my breath. And then very slowly breathe out through your nose and repeat in your mind, I'm breathing out, I'm breathing out, I'm breathing out. And just stay in this rhythm. Instead of wrestling with your thoughts, practice observing them without reacting to them. Just sit and pay attention.
Sanjay James from Cam Yoga there. And mindfulness is a bit of a buzzword at the moment. So Barbara, I was wondering, does it actually work? Is there any science behind this? Is it a good idea to sort of unwind?
Yes, there is evidence base behind it. So there is studies showing that it does help. And I think it's particularly good. I mean, there are other techniques, exercise, yoga, things that you can use. But some people find it difficult to clear their minds and actually be in the moment. And mindfulness helps you do that. I mean, you heard from that little clip that, you know, basically you have to focus in on your breathing. And when your mind wanders away, come back to that again. So it keeps you from thinking about all these other things that distract us during the day and make it difficult to relax and actually unwind and really have that beneficial effect of well-being.
So is this being in the moment idea, is that beneficial for our actual mental health?
It is a good idea to be in the moment because many people miss out on things and they don't realize they're missing out on things because they're not actually focusing on what's going around on at the moment with them. And you've probably been at restaurants where you see everybody looking at their phones instead of talking to each other and really enjoying the dinner and talking to their friends. Everybody's checking their phones. So you lose out on the enjoyment and the well-being that you can get from that experience.
Thank you very much, Barbara. That's Barbara Sahakian. And thank you to our other guests this week, Courtney Landers, Alan Hedge, and Maurice Schweitzer.